As we look forward to the 2023 general election, one thing stands out: the confidence of voters to come out and vote. And security is one way to assure that voters can come out and vote without fear or any intimidation. What is it with the security architecture at this time? With me on this week's episode of The Insider is my guest, Chief Fadoju Williams, a security analyst. Do listen and enjoy.
Thank you very much. Security in every society, be it country, be it a city, be it a town, village, or even in our local community, is everybody's responsibility. Under the Constitution, every citizen of any country or even particularly in Nigeria has the right under the Constitution to do what is called citizen arrest. So if somebody is committing any crime, you don't have to be a law enforcement agent. By that or by the right of living in that society, you are empowered under the Constitution to effect an arrest. Anyway, there are limits. If I say effect arrest, I'm not saying that, oh, if you see somebody that is perpetrating crime, maybe robbing a bank, with 30 or 47 dynamite and other sophisticated weapons, and you and ordinary citizens, just because you probably say, oh, you have the right to effect, and you don't go there with all your ordinary class or whatever, so don't just waste your life. What I'm saying is that we all have that responsibility to curtail insecurity, to curtail any crime or criminality. So it's our responsibility.
So looking at the whole insecurity issue in Nigeria, how would you see the problem starting from? What part of the problem? Because it's not as bad as this.
Thank you very much. If you look at the issue of security, holistically, the use of law against you might not be looking at it from the peripheral angle, or maybe the top angle, but like somebody, with somebody like me, I will not just talk about insecurity now as something that is new. I will have to go back to history. And there is this adage, I do have this weapon or something for
that was workshop.
Thank you very much. It wasn't as bad as this. If you look back at history, in the year 1974, the rate of employment in Nigeria was less than 5%. The rate of unemployment, you don't have to be a learner person, you don't have to go to university before you can get employment. In the year 1974, you can Google it, like this, the IMF. IMF came to Nigeria to come and beg for money. In the year 1974, Nigeria loaned IMF money. In the year 1974, we have somebody whose name was called Udoji. He was the head of tax. Now, that year, he decided with the approval of the then president or the then head of state, Nigeria the one, that look, Nigerians have a lot of money in the kitchen. Then, I'm not saying that there wasn't no fraud or no, what do you call that? It's now common. But then it was minimal. People don't go into government, purposely to go and steal, like what we have now. As a result of the mismanagement of our economy, Nigeria government that borrowed IMF money in the year 1974 is now going hard in hand to go and borrow money from IMF, to go and borrow money from World Bank, to go and even borrow money from China. And when you now look at the rate of our employment compared to 1974, that I emphasize upon this point, if you now look at the rate of employment, we cannot even have the correct data. When you put 100 youth now, I'm not even talking about people from 60 upwards. People below the age of 50, if you gather 100, you have this thing. Maybe 15 will have a genuine, when I say genuine job, I'm talking of a job that can pay the bills. So that is the reason why majority of those people that are involved in crime and criminality, they become devil's workshop because they have nothing good. Alright? And to make matters worse, our government or our leaders must not borrow things.
from Western countries if you do not get employed, if you're not employed, if you're unemployed, let me put it that way, and in Western countries there is what we call social security. Social security in the sense that yes, if you are unemployed, the government will assist you to go for certain things, to get a house rent and the contract rate, you will beg or business. Even there is what we call payment on employment that you get every month or every 4 weeks or 2 weeks, at least to augment your life. But in Nigeria, today we have leaders who they are not only interested in stealing our billions. Billions is not even enough for them. We now have hundreds of billions. Whether right or wrong, can you imagine what was allegedly taken by the former accountant general, our last accountant general that was suspended? We're talking of almost 200 billion. For Christ's sake, what is somebody going to do with 200 billion? For Christ's sake, don't you know how many people that 200 billion naira will be taken out of unemployment? So that is the reason why we have this high rate of crime and criminality in Nigeria.
Looking at the map now, we have a whole lot happening. We have Boko Haram, some argue whether they should be called terrorists or bandits. Can you give us a brief of that? How did that happen that we had a Boko Haram and just before we could even take a hand of Boko Haram, we had bandits who, of course, now are now advocating even all across the north and about entering the southwest with allegations, speculations, not substantiated reports, but speculations that will be entering or infiltrating into the southwest.
Thank you so much. I'll go back to history as well. There was a time the late state, about Buffalo, I will not want to say, he said, children that are being born today, that are left without no proper care, no proper education, no public support, they are isolated. No parental law. Let me start from there. That no parental law, no parental care. The lesson said, they are going to make themselves into children that will sell or that will bring havoc to this nation. The issue of Boko Haram or banditry in the northern part of Nigeria is not just happening. Look, those children that were born years back, they call them imaginary children. How dare can a religion allow you to impregnate as many as possible of a woman or women, the daily children, and you have no responsibility, all in the name of religion? Those children were not taken care of. Those children have no what is called parental care or love. Most of these children don't even know their father. Now they grew up without that home parent. They grew up without home love. Nobody to say good morning, darling. Nobody to say good morning, love. Nobody to say, what did you do in school today? From the age of 3 upward, the only asset they have is that bone to beg. They started begging. So those children, if somebody now comes and indoctrinates them, either religiously or in terms of this war or banditry, they are easy prey. Are you getting my point? Somebody, let me put this as an example. A child that has never tasted chicken before. A child that has never been given the meat. Now, somebody now comes and tells him, look, I'm giving you a bowl of rice. I'm giving you chicken from KFC. And the first day, the second day, the first day, he comes. Those children are easily indoctrinated into any form of act and criminality. They will tell them that, look, the government doesn't love you, the parent doesn't love you, but look, we are going to fight for your rights if you can join. That's the reason why you have those bad boys solely in the northern part. In the southern part, yet, thank God, we are more exposed, we are more educated, we do love our children, even if not 100%. But those children or those ideas are now being migrated, they migrated southwest. We have those children on our streets. Look at me quickly, you guys. This is something I was coming now at Challenge. Challenge, where the traffic light is, I was talking at the time. I would see the children and I counted them, they were 11. They are all on their age, they are all on the 10. even the ones that have been using this mess to play my name, and I think I said that I got them in it. Those children, as you understand me, they will either grow up, either be a prostitute, the girls among them, and the boys, they cannot grow up to become useful to this nation. They grow up to be poor. So that is something to all say now is part of the home, which of course has to do with the economy of the land. Okay, because when youth don't have anything to do, when the economy has not provided an opportunity for them to, you know, get their hands busy, it enables them to do something that will harm the society. And of course, it also the parental care for the home. So it's a whole lot of mix when you look at security. But now that we have the situation here, I'm looking at the security architecture of Nigeria, which is the design structure. Because the truth is that in tackling insecurity now, we've had issues of cross-capital, if I can use that word, where the functions of the army have shifted to the police, where the function of, you know, the police have shifted to the army. Okay, so who determines the order of the security architecture?
Thank you so much. Let me start by saying this. Before going to the particular function of ministry for a minute, look, we all have this responsibility, be it traditional, religious, or parents. But look, it starts with us. We must, as a religious leader, we must let our children know, particularly these Christians or Muslims, that look, there is no magic. There is no, you cannot be prosperous if you do not work. I am a pastor. I know for sure that look, God only blesses your hard work. If you do not work, even if you fast, if you are not qualified, now you are a radio presenter. You are a radio presenter because you studied journalism. You did something, that is why this company or this radio project employs you. So there is no miracle formula. It starts with us religious people. So before our youth of now, I think that look, there is no magic wand. There is no shortcut to success. If you want to be successful in life, you don't even need to put prayer for it. You have to be hardworking and get God to support your hard work. But you don't want to be a little while. You know, I think now many are living poor because of the fact that they try and try, but the economy seems to be spiraling by the idea of the American. I'm going to that area. At the same time, those youth that are living poor don't suffer. Our youth to this place. And that's why I thought I'm concerned. This issue of access rights and federal government and university, my own take on it is totally different. And I believe if I send my take outside or express my view, many people might be against me. But my question is this. I was referring to the 70s. I grew up in this country before traveling abroad. And one thing is that, look, why is it a must that all our children in Nigeria must go to university? In Europe, in UK, where I spent almost 15 years, not every white man child would go to university. That is the case of the matter. We are in Nigeria. The pastors want to talk themselves. We are fighting for the poor man's or whatever children, yes, we have it on. But the question is, even when you look at the category, when you look at the level of the students that are being graduated now or that are leaving the university, you cannot compare it to when we went to secondary school. I had an encounter with somebody that came to have an agent in this country, and I went to office with him, and I said, okay, go and write an application. I'm sorry to say this on air. An HMD student or a graduate cannot even write a proper application. So let us call a state a state. Not every child, not every youth in Nigeria will be successful through education. You can make it through learning of work. There are many things you can do out there. Both of them are far even to lack of the contract. You would have to believe that it takes an economically conducive environment for hard work to even thrive. Do you know one thing? Do you know one thing that every exactly, are having the kind of control here in the valley. They are employing our own group. Exactly, are having mechanic workshops. They are having things for what is called pay. They are having them made in Nigeria. Chinese are having mechanic workshops in Nigeria, in the valley. They are having things and they employ our youth. What stops our youth from having their own mechanic workshop? Is that true? Do you need to go and when you go to this mechanic workshop, or the thing you have here is that, oh, we have our own, that who is an expert? amongst those police officers also, we want the airport. We see them there. They seem to recognize us. So we are under, not understanding. When it comes to human power or capacity, we are not enough, not the top Nigerian government. So having at least 2 million Nigerians in that sense, we can get them. When they will do a good job, even if we have 2 million men in the police force today, if we reduce the number of assistance that the Nigerian army are now giving to the police because of the civil defense, the civil defense will concentrate on their constitutional duty, our Nigerian army will concentrate on their constitutional duty. But unfortunately, because we are on the staff, that is why they bring people from this sector to come and assist. We see, even in other states, we see a great time for some of these, I don't want to mention it, we see them taken by an army, we see policemen, we see people defenders, and so on. Together, it shouldn't be. We should have to do that. We're talking about government, although it is looking together to create, even in government, the idea to create that, they have it among the people, all right? So that, and one of the major highlights of the creation was that it will assist the police force to tackle insecurity. Let's look at that performance for a while. How would you rate the performance in the last 2 years? Thank you very much. People that have listened to the survey on resistance, I will still go back to the same word or the same phrase that I've always been using. This person in the Bible has said, the prophet went to visit the city, and unfortunately, beautiful city, but the only water available for them in that city wasn't visible. Next, actually, the Bible tells us this was this. They call it Mara. And when the prophet visited, they said, oh, the position of this city is so beautiful, but unfortunately, the source of the water or the source of the river is wrong. I always said it. Why did the Southwest government decide to come together and create a mission? They came together because they now realize that the federal government has failed in the areas of security. The federal government is overwhelmed. And they decided in their own little way, constitutionally, but yes, let us form our own house that can assist the funding outreach, and I've been saying it, and I will keep continuing to say that federal government failed because they see it more of a political attack, or maybe attack on their own integrity. But they cannot stop them because those federal government, they do promulgate the same house in law. And there was a law that was passed and that empowered that state government. But the law is limited when it comes to the area of weapons. I tell you something. Now, but federal government still sees it as ethics. That yes, it is a constitutional right to protect every citizen. It is the constitutional right of every government to protect the citizen. But the federal government has to. That was what brought up this issue of amateur. And I think it's very important. Federal government is not happy. And that is why they restrict. It has been a result of political affiliation. We don't belong to the party, so I am not going to give you the military and support. So that people will not be praising you for declaring your state the detriment of the federal government. So that was what happened. And that was the reason why you see our protecting in the Southwest not being given the proper, even if they have the proper training, they don't have the proper tools. How can you ask somebody with ordinary being gone? The gun that you need to kill that person. And you ask that person to go and test or challenge. Somebody will take it for 7 years, 8 or 9. Now, somebody will even hand you grenade. How can you ask? But that is the limitation and what more the state government can do. So when you now ask me, how about your performance? Well, I'll tell you that they are doing, they are trying, but they can do better. They give you the better treatment. And that political issue applies to the formation of Amatebo in the midst of without really not as a factional division, or maybe a factional division, or a factional view against maybe our ethnicity, because you will realize when Amatebo was created, there are a lot of people that came out, even in the North, particularly the Northerners, they see Amatebo as a group
for people that the average person don't use to attack them, but to put it in. So when you ask them, I will tell them anyway, I won't have it. Okay, let me come to mind now. It may be that I think now the police force is and of course, but I'm thinking now that never was ever. Can the federal government just allow an attempt or a but to that also, the IPP has said, so it's not investigating any other people to do that. The IPP said that some files figuring out outcomes of state government, including, for example, the person called and his life, will not be involved in the conduct of the election. Because they have a constitutional empowerment. Where do we take this? Now, my question is, why do we have to have an attempt? Let's go to our own attempt. Alright? Why don't we match our attempt in this state? Why don't we match them, give them the same training, and this makes the next step government as the policy? Why can't we integrate them into the state? Why can't we say they are now policy? Even if the state government will now be paying their salary, why can't we? That's not the question. There is no need for our capital. Yes, the number of people that are employed now will be our capital people. Give them for capital. They can get them into the Nigerian police. Let the state government or whatever, or the state government decide, okay, if we are going to be our citizen, for instance, in another state, I remember recently, or maybe some time ago, if I make it correct that the state government and state government and other state government that we have approved the recruitment of another maybe 1,500 amateurs in another state. So if we put together that there is every possibility that in another state we have nothing less than, and then we could report for minus 5,000 amateurs. Can you imagine who those 5,000 are integrated into the Nigerian police force? And they have been given the proper training, either in counter terrorism, in operational duties, and they are given the necessary weapons. Even if the force will be there, but look with the federal government, that the federal government will be paying their salary, will be responsible for all their remuneration, but they will be wearing the Nigerian police force. They are members of the Nigerian police force, and the clause there will be, we will not allow you to transfer them from our duty. I think that will be a better option. Nobody, so we now send those people, they will now work with the secretary ID, they will work with the personal department, they will have proper training. But the clause will not be there. They will be the responsibility of the state government, but under the umbrella and the control of the federal government. But the limitation, we will not transfer by amateur or people that commit the pay for, we will not transfer them to authorities. Now, I think this is the right thing. When you talk of internal security, the person that has that right to control is the state of the government, because Nigerian police is the only armed military. So it will be a sign of weakness. It will be a sign of incompetence. If the IPP is now saying that, yes, during the election, that Amateur will be allowed to assist us, because when you take a look at Amateur's relation, it is political. All right? And he will take the bypass. I'm just talking about the volume of our police force. Now our election is coming. We've identified that the police force is under attack. And how can we function with respect? Because it looks that we've encouraged the police to come and vote, and we are hoping that people will actually come and vote, but they also need to be assured that we are secure against any form of discrimination. But now that we have identified that the police force is under attack, how do we do that? How do we do that?
Thank you, Mr. Like I said earlier on, when you look at the information of our security architecture, now, during election, there is every possibility of it, the right or the duty of the Nigerian army to make sure that no external individual that comes from outside to come and report later during election. Now, we have the Nigerian civil defense and the Nigerian police. During the past election, we send them that yes, they have the experience, they have the understanding, and how it is. During the last election, we have the Nigerian so many police boats that the Nigerian civil defense and the police force to work together. Right? Then, the election that are coming, we don't actually need millions of policemen or security people to protect us. We vote in other countries. We don't expect so much on security because there is no need for people to panic to go and vote.
When you look at the end of that election, especially with people of the ballot nutshell and all of that. We want to be ready for any return. Thank you so much. That is why I said it's all our responsibility. All the spiritual, religious, traditional leaders, every leader. And for political leaders, they have this law. Let me quickly say this. I've been involved in the national democracy like this in Nigeria, either as a voter or as an electoral officer. You understand, one thing I want to say is that since 1979, up to today, I have never, and maybe it's possible, I have never seen any court or had of any court found any political party guilty. In 1979, we have UPN, we have NPA. All the atrocities that were committed during 1979 or probably 1983 election in Ondo State today, during the Omagoli Osaka. It wasn't NPA that fomented those problems or those problems. People that were in one party were the people that executed their own members against those that are in the other party. So, what am I saying in essence? Now, in Nigeria today, I've also never heard of any political party being convicted of fraud in Nigeria. Not UPN, not SDP, but people have been convicted of fraud. Is a profession of money, even of our commonwealth in Nigeria. So, what am I saying is this? This is not political party. Let me quickly say this. 20 years ago, just 20 years ago, we have the Falasara, we have the Lone Line, they all left KGP for APC. They were changing president of APC. Now they are back into APC. Now, you tell me, APC remains, KGP remains. That is why, in every Nigeria, we have the same mentality as us. I don't want a political party because it's me. So if you have that mentality about, look, the personalization of our economic system in Nigeria today has got nothing to do with political parties. It has got nothing to do with PPP. These people that we entrusted, the people that we gave power to be our governor, to be our president, to be our minister, to be head of service, or whatever, that are mismanaging our economy. They are the people that are destroying our commonwealth. They are the people that are instigating us. And that is why I keep talking to the youth. I am so glad that the youth of Nigeria today is waking up. Today now, we have the obedient group. They call themselves obedient group. Today we have, what is it called, people that are participating. Oh, good. Today we have people that are also articulating. Good. But one thing I want our youth to understand today is that both obedient, satisfied, and articulated, none of their children is at the forefront. None. I have never, maybe tomorrow, but I've never seen the articulated group being led by the articulated child. I have never seen articulated group being led by what I'm mentioning with you. I've never seen the group. So look, let me say this in Yoruba. And in you, all your glory, in you, Wale, don't be weapons in the hands of all the people that are just that their interest is just to use you and dump you. And secondly, there is nothing wrong with the political party. Nothing. Nothing wrong with TPP. TPP is not a name. An umbrella is their name. Nothing wrong with APC, but they don't have to be a good job. The person itself, for example, like a whole on the APC for the number of people. For example, that person is the same as tomorrow, I wake up and go back to APC. Absolutely. I'm not fixing the people that are fixing. That is why I am preaching to our youth that look, they don't talk about themselves, they talk about the past. They talk about, oh, there was a government for 15 years that didn't perform. There was a party that contained the job for 3 years. What concerns party? I don't think the people of that are not the people. It is people that we gave that authority to that we money. That stole our opinion. That stole our money. Simply. So if we now want to talk about 2023, 2023 shouldn't be about political party. It shouldn't be at all. But unfortunately, those same people that have no integrity, not shameless political leaders that migrate or calibrate from one party to the when they don't achieve whatever they want to achieve, they move to another party. They don't talk about their own integrity, they talk about that party. That is the thing I want our youth now to look into. If you have integrity,
if the house is crumbling, you don't run away. Babylon, you fix it. Where is it going on? What did I need to do? But because you have not done everything, oh, there's leakage in my house. You now run to another somebody's house. So every other is mine. That one house is that the people in school who haven't contributed in our bad new house or decided to leave. No, it's not that. Nigerians need to go to work for integrity. Forget about it. In a number, if you look at some of the people that have been going around on the table, you will know that there are some elements in a number in the eastern part of Nigeria that are armed for the people, and they are being sponsored. I keep saying, when you look at some of those guys, because of the activities of the public black market, which is the same thing, alright? Not to talk of the companies, not to talk of the arms or the bullets, that is a simple number. It doesn't come to you. And when you look at some of these guys that are escaping from the same group, as they are not more than 100,000. Where do they get that money? To buy 80%. Who supplies them? So it's better for government to be very, very proactive based on the information. So I see nothing wrong. So as long as there is a division of labor, that look, there is what we call one of the best in the world. Now, if the first line of defense is crumbling, it's better to have on standby because within 10 seconds, within 10 minutes, there could be a lot of destruction. On standby, people that will assist to prepare the second wall of defense. That is why the army are being called. We know that the army have more sophisticated weapons than that of the police, constitutionally, and power. They have the booting leg, they have or whatever. Now, that's fine. So, there's nothing wrong. If we are being proactive, let us protect the first one of the things taken care of by the Nigerian police. But if there is an infection on that first one of the things, let us have it on ground, second one of the things. Because, like I said, there are some elements in Nigeria that does not want peace in Nigeria. Okay? Because that is where the benefit is. This issue of kidnapping, look at what happened sometimes in Niger City recently. You know, was a capital aspect the other day, was capital aspect that they kidnapped about 44 people and they were now requesting for 250 and nothing. That's not a lesson. All right? The kidnappers are requesting for. Even look at what is happening with the issue of somebody that I don't want to mention it, that was arrested recently by the DSA and the kind of information on what this is able to take back. So some people are benefiting from it. The crimes of criminality. Nothing wrong with having the army, at least as we have. Let me give us a while. When you do go to the UK, then that happens. But you call for people to do that. What do you want to do? Oh, my God. Look, citizens don't need to be armed, and I'm totally against it. Because if we are armed in Nigeria, honestly, we are going to misuse that opportunity. That is really great that America is having today. You understand me? Yes, the purpose of being armed is to defend yourself, self-defense. But we've forgotten that in Nigeria today, the majority of us are angry. We see on the road an angry man. Just walking, maybe something has happened in the south. It's just going on the street, they have nothing to eat. So if you challenge that kind of a person or get yourself, there's a small altercation between you and somebody who has no food. The person is put out to go. We are not right, and there is no reason for Nigerian citizens to be angry. No reason at all. If we get it right, and it's not that easy, we can do it. Thank you very much. I'll be speaking with that to Father Solomon, which is the ex-Papal. We're talking about our security concerns ahead of the topic of the re-election. And we're talking about the online rules department. But just going forward now, going about the past and looking at the state area, we have found it. But we thank the Lord that for the upcoming election, we still need to be called Decorum and Council of the Police for approach to security and everything has been compromised. But looking at the current state of the system right now and the build up to the election, what is it that we need to do to address security as far as, you know, keeping a safe Arabic one of those politicians. Thank you so much. My first concern or my first advice is, look, if you look at our population 200 million compared to America, our population is very far from 100 million. In America, they do campaign. When there is presidential election, when there is an electoral election, when there is what they call mixed candidates, they do campaign. How come we don't hear that people are just being killed or not freely in America? Why don't we hear of race? No, because there is what I would call modern making to campaign. For instance, why don't we follow that idea? Why do we have to use to afford for instance? Why do we have to use to afford for presidential election? Probably to get to the ground. That is what I'm saying. Why do we have to? There are other means. Like, I'm speaking with you now. People are hearing me both in Nigeria and across. Never said. So, why can't we use other methods? At least to limit. To limit. I think we put up to our Nigerian security and our island. They are improving everything. Yes, if we do not do that this year, maybe next year or maybe next year. I don't know what to do. Why did everybody need to go through the problem got to vote? I know we are going to get there. I vote in London. 2 weeks before the election and after the election. Two ballot paper. And you can't tell me. Yes, I know if they do that in Nigeria. I'm not saying that we exact way that they do. I know if they do that in Nigeria. One politician will just go down the whole street and gather everybody's ballot paper, put them in the list, and go start to think. Yes, so we are not going to lie for that. But I know we will get there. But I think we need to go at least to limit. And number two again, we should let our politicians know that we incite you. Word of excitement. It's not politics.
I don't have a common name.
This is our expectation of people. This is word of excitement. Tell people. I look, there is a group I belong to. We have a club, my friend. And look, they always say that I'm not a politician and I will never be. And I swear I will never be a politician in Nigeria. It's not a way that can accommodate me because I will say it the way I speak it. That is my first time. Based on my friend, I'm not that is why I'm here. I am here now talking not as any politician. I'm talking about what I know, the advice I can give, what I'm going to bring improvement. So, don't vote for political parties. I am down, I am thinking you are kind of going to vote with part of it. You understand? Most people with integrity, even if it is come from XYZ political parties, look at what you have done. Look at the conversation. I challenge all our political leaders, be it humanitarian, be it presidential, we want to see them know. Majority of the youth that are voting today, were born between 1979, or let me put it very when you look at our population today, the majority of the voters today have been voted for from between 1980 and maybe 18 years ago. Majority. So, you don't need to authorize it. You want to see them on national television. We want to put all of them together. Let them tell us what they want.
How would that be? People like the classes, for example, in the local communities where they don't have access to
the television. Thank you so much. Not every community has access to the television, but one thing I know in Nigeria is that there is no one without knowledge. What about that? It's not only the issue of the and I'm not saying that they shouldn't be physical. They shouldn't be physical campaign. Even in the Western country, they do what they call house-to-house campaign. I don't understand you. Don't just go in, go and tell people there is no crime in detailing people through the flyer, visiting the villages, telling them this is what we want to do. But we don't need to have music and fire when they're dropping down the stadium, breaking down even rented crowds. Rented crowds. So those are the things that we need to actually modernize in our campaign.
Not as a different campaign. Campaign was part of the 2018 and of course, what do you see about your campaign? What do you see going forward? Especially looking at the build up of everything that has happened so far. What do you think will the campaign look like, especially in the southwest part of Nigeria?
Thank you so much. The campaign so far, based on my own analysis, I think they should lose. If we are getting the seat now, right? Everybody's part of the campaign is not yet particularly emotionally driven. What is he going to do from the 28th? one great credit, you don't have to come to. Well, I'm just saying that, look, let us doubt the ability of what you speak. Then this is satisfied, this is articulated, this is obedient. Look, there is so much truth in that. When you look at even the body language of the leader, when you look at it, I'm going to use, for example, the Indian group. There was a video that I watched yesterday on social media of this young man. He was even bold enough. He was bold enough to show his face, and he was threatening people that, look, everybody that talk bad of this, they are going to take his property and they are going to exterminate the whole family. I think there was this lady who took us to the social media and I was here. Here, the leader of the business group, this was like a community. It's a top one here from social media. So, no, this is not what my group belongs. This is not what we are advocating. This is not what we are preaching. Nobody, there is no political in Nigeria that can walk the blood of any people. Nobody. Nobody, no political in Nigeria that is what our own ambition is what the life of ordinary citizens in Nigeria. No. Because at the end of the day, if we are foolish and we love, we will not see many people in Nigeria as a result of the election. After the election, what did the family get? What kind of compensation did they get? Any replacement? No, no, nobody can replace the soul. So, I am asking our leaders to please let their followers right from now know that this is what I stand for. I stand for the betterment of Nigeria. I stand for good security. I stand for good economy. Not the truth. Let's look at North, for example. Let's look at it North now. And these are things are not even in the North. For the most part of North, the Greek, Latina, Cassina, Transfer, Spain, for example. What do you think the country will look at? Look, I don't think that the country that was after it, and even I think at my disposition, that although I know our security partners in Nigeria are working, I need to be able to make sure that I said to somebody last week on my Twitter platform that, look, with the situation now in the East, we can't be any of this, what is it, of presidential or the presidential candidates that can say that they are bold enough to go to the different countries. They won't be so big. When you look at the issue, the situation challenges in the East now, because some people are looking for political decisions, some people are looking for ideas. So, you see, our leaders, our political leaders now need to start meeting and start saying something that looks like it's not a group of ideas between you and us. We are all working towards the same goal to get Nigeria better. Rather than saying words that can be tried, that is meant to volatile situation. We are in a volatile situation in the world. And I will keep my fingers crossed. I will say more after the conversation. All right, thank you so much, Peter. We're very excited. Just one more thing. Your big vision of the fact that today we need to doubt the question and call the reason for everyone to be guarded in their operation. What will be telling? What message is that which will be passing across to you for content? As I said, first and foremost, we've got to realize that none of the leaders that we are following, none of their children are living at home. So the start to realize that yes, and if Nigeria is happy this, don't let me lie to you. Because it's going to an ordinary citizen. It is the children, the family of those that are in power. Have you ever been on any of the presidential seats before? No, you haven't. I haven't been on any of the presidential seats. But we have tried differently. Where are the family of the president or the vice president travel on our presidential seats? How many votes do they have? Nigeria needs to wake up. The ground needs to wake up. And realize that no, there is limitation. Do not allow yourself to be performed or performed in the hands of the political leaders. Thank you for joining me on the program. Thank you so much for having me. I'll be sure we will find you someone else.
Thank you for joining in again this week, and I hope you had a good time. Please ensure to subscribe to this channel from wherever you listen to podcasts. Special thanks to my sound engineer, Tom Lucky Media. Till I come your way next time, stay lifted.